London.
In London, in Soho.
So we've had a nice week.
Lovely jubbly.
That's silly.
I know, I'm just feeling a bit of a Londoner.
Lovely jubbly.
I like just came up the dancers or up the apples.
Up the apples and pears.
Yeah, just you say up the apples though if you're a proper Londoner.
Cool, blimey.
Yeah, geezer.
Listen, so Eileen and I went out on what, Thursday night?
Yeah.
And we got really drunkies.
Oh goodness.
And we did a podcast when we got home. And Eileen sets over and in the morning we listened to it and there was no discussion, it was just a no, that's not going to go out.
No, it was a bit embarrassing. Should we sell it on eBay?
It could be like the limited edition.
Yeah.
We could give it away to competition winners.
Yeah.
But only ones that we trusted. By the way, the reason that I just stuttered over my words and took a gulp is because we're drinking Wineys.
Wineys.
It's not crazily named Wineys though.
No, it's Argentinian wine. What is it called?
It's called wine.
Santa Ana.
Santa Ana. So we just went for curry. Sunday night, you'll probably get to hear this probably on Monday at some point, but Sunday night's night, Eileen just came over to do a podcast, and rather than do the podcast, we decided to have a curry.
Yeah.
Which was good.
Oh, it was lovely. My first London curry in like 5 years.
Well, seeing as curry is actually our national dish,
mm-hmm.
you have to have one while you're in the UK.
Yeah, I wish I could remember the name of the place.
Curry House.
Ah, we had a lovely curry master.
We did. The curry master was actually very spectacular. We asked, I said, shall I have that? And he went, no. And I said, shall I have this? And he said, And he was very honest, which we appreciate in our waiters, mm-hmm. don't we?
And he gave us a bottle of wine.
He didn't give us a bottle
of wine. He sold us a bottle of wine.
We were basically going to have to try and find a Tesco or an Oddbins or something to get a bottle of red. And then we said to him, can we buy one from the restaurant? And he said, yes, but we had to do this whole role play. So he said, what we have to do is we have to open the bottle of wine, you have to drink some and tell me that you're disappointed with it. And only then can I let you leave with the rest of the bottle.
I thought he was going to give it to us for free the way he said that. And he said, oh, you have to pretend to take a phone call.
In ideal circumstances, well, in real circumstances, if we had have had a bottle of wine that we hadn't have liked and we'd have complained about it, then he would have had to give it to us for free. But because he was just trying to bypass the licensing laws of us being able to take alcohol off the premises, he couldn't give it to us for free, but he still had to hear us say we didn't like the wine.
Right. Can I just ask you though this? How comes when I watch EastEnders, they always go in to the pub and say, hey Peggy, can I have a bottle to take away please?
Poetic license.
Oh, okay. Just ask him.
That's all I can bring it down to. Eileen, have you got a game that you're going to introduce to me?
Yeah, it's the best game ever.
Right, let me just explain what happened. So we got back to the flat. I didn't have a corkscrew. So Eileen went out to buy a corkscrew. While she was out to buy a corkscrew, I opened the window and yelled out the window, Eileen, can you get some loo roll? Because if you remember, in a podcast a few weeks ago, Eileen said, I said that I literally can't buy tampons, no matter how blobby I am.
They do sell tampons downstairs.
Well, they won't ever sell any to me. And Eileen said that she still gets a bit embarrassed when she has to buy loo roll because it means she needs her pee-pees. So I just yelled up Wardour Street, Eileen, get some loo roll! And it was funny!
And I said, oh, is that because you need a poo?
And I said, no, it's because you need a poo. Yeah. And then I just shut the window and...
But it was funny. Because what's really funny, I had to wait 5 minutes for the man to bring the corkscrew. So he knew I was dying for a poo, but I wasn't.
Were you standing there with your legs crossed going, listen, mate, can I just give me...
Because I didn't really need a poo.
Oh, right, sorry.
And you didn't really need loo roll.
No, but I just thought it was funny.
No, because I went into the bathroom and there's loo roll on the holder. And I was like, she cheated me, damn. That was funny. So, Gail's not here.
Gail's not here because she's in LA and we're in London, England.
And she's really sickies.
Gail's been sickies. She's been the sicky wickies. She said...
Not swine flu.
No, because no one has that.
She's really. Got strep flu.
Strep flu. Well, she...
Oh, strep flu. Throat.
Wait, I found that really peculiar the other day. I had an email conversation with Gail. I said, so what's the matter? And she said, I've got a strep throat. I've never heard that before.
Oh, it's really common in LA.
A strep throat?
I always thought that meant they took strepsils for it.
But that's what obviously where strepsils come from, is having a strep
Something
throat.
Something to do with strep.
What is strep?
I don't know.
Why don't you know the answers?
Because I've never had strep throat.
Oh, go and get some loo roll.
Yes, I will.
So listen, Eileen's game.
Yes, you get a bag of Revels.
Revels.
You don't really know how to do this.
Well, because I don't really eat chocolate.
It's a giant bag that cost me $2.89. Bloody extortionate.
Well, she's going to, before we play the game, bring us on to our next point. Me being half London, half LA these days, I'm quite in tune with the finances of both places. Eileen's absolutely flabbergasted.
It's horrific.
Horrific.
We went out for a cheap curry.
Cheap curry.
65 quid.
65 shebang-a-lang-a-ding-dongs.
And we didn't even have that much.
Well, I can't breathe because I ate so much.
That's almost chewed that one.
Oh, no.
So anyway, we get the Rebels.
Maltese one, right?
No, it's not. It's a toffee one.
Well, actually, I think it's the Maltese one.
So I tell you what,
why don't you take a bite out of it and then tell me?
You sure?
Well, yeah.
You take a bite because you think it's Maltesers.
But I don't.
Anyway, this is the game. You get a packet of Rebels. You have to look at them, but you're not supposed to do this. You're supposed to keep them in the packet.
Oh my god, you've got so many rules.
And oops.
The rules are, there ain't no rules.
So take a Maltese. Take a Rebel.
Don't say Malteser.
No, take a Rebel.
That was mind games. Now I'm going to say Malteser every time.
Okay. Ooh, take a Rebel. Slide. And then one Rebel.
Listen, this is Dawn taking a Rebel.
Yeah. Shake them up. And then basically you look at it and you guess what that is.
I think it's Maltese because it's light.
Okay, then bite it. And if you're right, you get to have another go.
Chocolate before the performance.
It's funny because Dawn doesn't actually like chocolate.
It's Maltese. And the weird thing is, I don't like chocolate, but Maltesers are one of my favourite sweets.
But isn't it exciting when you win? So now you get another go.
I don't want another one though.
It's no fun playing with a chocolate hater.
I don't hate chocolate. I would just rather we played it with salt and vinegar crisps.
This is a Milky Button.
That's because it's flat like a Milky Button.
That's enough of that game. I'm picking up the air for chocolate.
I hate the Rebels game. It's rubbish.
It's great if you like chocolate.
Okay.
So you've had an exciting weekend, Dawn.
Next on the list of next on the podcast itinerary
is
the moonwalk.
Michael Jackson's moonwalk.
No, but I can do that. And I actually taught Michael Jackson how to do it, but that's a story for another time. So I can finally talk about what I'm up to at the moment. Haven't been able to for ages, even though I've known since Christmas, which was like so long ago. So I'm making 2 1-hour documentaries for Sky about breast cancer. One about each breast. One for the left and one for the right. And I have to just take this opportunity to say that as awful and sad as it sounds, it's actually a very fun show. We're hopefully calling it The Booby Trap. That was The Booby Trap. And It's factual, it's everything you need to know about breast cancer, along with my personal story, because obviously my mum had it, and also lots of case studies. But we've actually struggled to find sad moments in the film, because the majority of people survive it, and the majority of people have a new lease for life afterwards. But anyway, I don't want to go into the details of it now, but I do want to talk about the moonwalk that I did last night.
What's that?
The moonwalk is like a marathon, but without the runnies, just the walkies. And it starts at midnight, and it is this huge event held in London that starts in Hyde Park, and there's a walk that happens all the way through London. You can do the half moon or the full moon. The half moon is 13 miles, and the full moon is 26 miles. I had my crew there with me last night, so I could only do the half moon, because they had to carry all that equipment. And even sometimes
that's amazing, so your crew did the walk too.
They did it. Can I just say that my director, Lee, is quite a big, large, burger-eating guy who probably hasn't exercised much. And he walked 9 miles with me last night holding a camera, and so did my sound man holding all the sound equipment. And I was so proud of them. I thought that was just a huge achievement on their part. And so we did it together last night. It was. I had to get up on stage. There's all sorts of stories I had to tell about last night. But the first is obviously the most incredible charity event I think I've ever witnessed.
So let me get this clear though. So people are doing the moonwalk and they're getting sponsored or they're raising
awareness?
They're
being sponsored. Both.
Okay.
Both. Being sponsored and raising awareness. Like,
and they wear their underwear?
The idea is that you do it in just your bra. Some people don't want to just wear their bras. No, in trousers.
Right.
So, and then you have like cagoules and stuff by the end of the night. Right. It was cold. It was bitterly cold. Anyway, you all meet in Hyde Park. Huge pink tent, which is very clever pink tent because it kind of looks like ginormous udders.
A big food.
Yeah, and 17,000 people and a big stage, and there was a brilliant singer there. I'm sorry, I can't remember who it was, but I went on stage and they'd asked me the day before if I'd go on stage to do an interview and help them open the event.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very weird for me because I said yes, of course, without actually thinking about the consequences of it. I walked up on the stage And it was 17,000 people looking back at me. Now, I've never done anything like that before. All in their bras.
Is it just women who do it?
No, lots of men as well. Husbands and wives. Yeah, loads. Paul O'Grady was there with a bra on. Everyone's got their bras on. And it's just, it is spectacular. But I was like, they got me up on stage and I have never been famous because I've lived in LA the entire time that I've been on TV. So I get the odd person in the street coming over and saying, hi, Dawn, you know, really like you or nice to meet you or whatever. But I've never experienced anything like that. So I got off on stage and everyone was so lovely. It was like, Dawn Porter's here, big cheer. And I suddenly went, God, we're all a part of something. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like, it wasn't a performance that I was doing. It felt like this, suddenly entering into this club and this community of people who really gave a shit about this subject. Moment. And you look out of that sea of pink fluff and fur and feathers and all these women and you think, this isn't just a sporting event, this isn't just you know, it's not 2 o'clock in the afternoon and everyone's just found themselves here. Everyone's staying up all through the night to walk because they care so much about the subject, and you're in a room full of 17,000 people but also 17,000 stories and case studies,
reasons why
they're there. And it hit me like an absolute ton of bricks when I got up onto the stage. And so But I hadn't planned to wear a bra because they'd sent me a t-shirt in the post.
Well, you had a bra on.
I had a bra on, but it was, oh my God, of all things. I dyed my only white bra blue 3 days ago. Last night, because it's my most comfortable bra, I'd worn it to the moonwalk. And then everyone's saying to me, Dawn, you spoil sport. All these amazing women here just wearing their bras and you're wearing this whopping great t-shirt. And I was like, oh my God. But I can't take my t-shirt off because I've got my dyed blue bra on.
Can I just ask, why did you dye it blue?
Because I put it, there was a sock in the wash or something. Just that hideous moment. So anyway, then the organiser, an amazing lady called Nina, came up to me and just said, no excuses, I've just found you a bra. And just seconds before, the band, you won't have heard of them because I hadn't, they're called Blake. They're like an opera singing quartet and they're absolutely amazing. These four guys with the most beautiful jawlines. Sang Hallelujah to the crowd after a minute's silence, and it was just so beautiful. But they'd done it, they'd worn bras with jeweled sparkly bras, and one of them gave me their bra to wear for the moonwalk, and it fitted perfectly.
Did you get to keep it?
I've got it in my bedroom. Excellent. Yeah, it fitted perfectly. So I wore that for the moonwalk, and we set off, and it was, there's such a pace. It's like this energy drawing everyone along. Mm-hmm. It's like that everyone's there to prove a point. There aren't people dawdling at the back. Everyone wants to get to the start line, not to win, but to say that they did it for whatever reason they were there for. Like, just such a drive and such an energy. The whole night was absolutely brilliant, apart from one hideous moment.
What happened?
Well, I obviously, as one of the kind of celebrities that was supporting the event, got asked to go on stage, not only to do my interview, but afterwards to do the warm-up. Now, my body does not work in the way I'm sport. So there's this guy, I think his name was Rob, this gorgeous little guy who was so sporty, going, come on, everybody, clap your hands, and doing all these leg flicks and stretches and stuff. And I am there on the stage.
At midnight,
trying to wow this crowd with my warm-up moves. My crew, I keep catching them out the corner of my eye, they're crying, laughing at me. Because I have to do that thing when you kick your leg up and clap your hands under your leg. And I couldn't straighten my leg. I tripped over continuously. And every time we had to go to the left, I went to the right or just... All the people around me were absolutely hysterics, and what I didn't realise at the time was I just thought I was on this smoke-filled stage and no one could really see me, but I was on three massive screens around the entire place. And someone tweeted me today and said, Dawn, you did so well last night, but don't do the warm-up.
That's brilliant.
So embarrassing. But anyway, enough about the moonwalk, but I just had to say it all. It was an incredible, incredible event, and I want to go back next year without my cameras so that I can actually do...
Or even bring the cameras, but get more involved.
Just, I don't want to be presenting at it, as in having the cameras follow me, because you've got to rely on them catching up with you, and it was actually as much... I'm so glad we covered it, because I don't think it gets enough media exposure at all. I just think next year I actually want to do the moonwalk. And I think what I'll try and do is like reserve 50 places, because it's actually quite hard to go on and just get... groups of people that I, you know, that have said to me they really want to do it.
Get all the listeners.
Exactly. I think if whoever wanted to do it that's listening that didn't get in to do it this year, then let me know and I'll do my best to get us in next year because I think it's brilliant. Really good cause. So when everyone found out that Eileen was in town, I tweeted and I said, what should we all talk about? And lots of people said on my Twitter page that the fact that I add an E's on the end of everything.
Oh, like Eileen-ies.
Eileen-ies, Dawn-ies. So we were thinking maybe we should call the podcast the Podcasties.
podcasties. I like podcasties.
Do you?
I think so.
I don't think so. I know so.
You know so.
Well, then, what is there not to know so?
Then it's podcasties as hearsies.
Yesies.
But I'm not getting it.
But you also had a very good idea.
Oh, what about the Dawnies? I thought we could have awards called the Dawnies.
We're going to have a weekly award called the Dawnies.
For the best commentees.
So whoever gives us, I mean, hopefully over time it's going to turn into quite like a moonwalk style event.
Hey, maybe someone could win your fancy bra that you got off Blake last night.
Okay, do you know what? That is actually the first prize of the Dawnies.
Okay.
What do they need to do to win it? I mean, it's not the Revels game.
No. Can you guess what Revel I'm eating right now?
It's a Maltese because it's crunchy. Yeah. I just think we should just abolish the Revels game. Because
need to like chocolate to like the Revels game.
But also you need to be here.
No, you do. Let's forget about the Revels game. What can be the first... Should we have a think?
I'm thinking, listen.
Now. I was thinking we could think later.
No, I want to think now.
So by the time the podcast is up, we will know.
Yeah, I want it to be a really organic competition. So,
oh, so you want us to just...
They hear us create... No, they hear us create it.
Okay.
That was another Malteser.
I've been robbed. I should have bought a bag of Maltesers.
Do you know what the gutting thing is about Revels? Is
that she's going to get an orange one.
When you get an orange one? I mean, what the hell is that?
Oh, a coffee one.
No, I don't mind coffee as much. Like, orange, is it literally tastes like you had a little bit of sick up.
I just got one.
Did you?
Okay, the prize, the first...
The Dawnies. This is my drum roll. That was just my rings banging on the glass table. Okay, so the first...
Are you sure you want to give away this bribe? It's not sentimental.
No, do you know what I'm going to do? Providing they don't want it back, which I'm assuming they don't.
Okay. Actually, if not, you can give away your blue bra.
Oh, yeah, I'll give away my dyed blue bra. So this week, though, the bra that I wore for the moonwalk, we're going to give it away to whoever can email me or Twitter me. Do you know what I'm going to do? Oh, my bloody internet's gone, obviously. As soon as my internet's back, I'm going to go on Twitter and whoever has written me the funniest thing in the last 5 minutes...
We'll get it.
We'll get the Dawny.
But do you think that's fair when they won't know? Oh, it has to be spontaneous.
I got a Malteser.
We've been robbed. This is should say Maltese, isn't it?
No, or I'm absolutely over there because I love Maltese.
You could give away your first bra, Vissimo bra.
I could, but I really like it.
Oh, talking about it, didn't you go to Rigby and Pella?
And I don't like sharing.
Did you like it at Rigby and Pella?
I went to Rigby and Pella because I'm writing this article for the Sunday Times. I'm getting my boobies measured in lots of different places. And I went to Rigby and Pella and it was lovely. Official corseteers to the Queen, may I add. But it wasn't my favourite.
No.
It wasn't my favourite, even though it was probably the nicest. I'm going to Harrods on Monday. It wasn't my favourite, and I don't want to speak badly of them because they are absolutely phenomenally beautiful bras, but I'm still a little bit resentful of spending £70 to £80 on a bra.
Wrong.
Beautiful as they are, but I tell you what Rigby and Pella do, which I think no one else does, are fantastic swimsuits. And I think if you're going to have one swimsuit, you should spend £150
on it. I told you that, didn't I? Because also, when you're bigger busted, it's amazing to have a decent swimsuit.
And I think £150 for a swimsuit compared to £70 for a bra is a much better investment. I totally stand by them on their swimsuits. I think they're brilliant. And they offer a fitting service for it. But the bras, they weren't my favourite. Bra Visma is still winning for me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Still winning for me.
High five for Bravissimo.
High five for Bravissimo.
Okay, so when your internet's working, we're going to go on Twitter.
Okay, my internet's working. When I've poured some wine, we're going to go on Twitter.
Winies.
Oh, the winies. So, right. How do you use a computer? I don't want to shut down Audacity.
No, you don't.
Because that's what we record our podcasts on. Look, on my desktop, there's one saved as the drunk one. That's our podcast the other night.
Is that one when you're going to get really drunk and we're going to post it?
I'm not going to. Well, I might, actually. I'm not shy. Okay, so Twitterizarianisms. We're looking for the first winner.
Look, someone's asking how I am.
Oh, my God. My bloody internet keeps going. Maybe the Dawnies aren't supposed to be happening.
No, it's really, really nice to see Dawn. Can I just say, with a pink bicycle?
My little pink bike.
Awesome apartment.
Okay, so what have we got here? How about if you were a vegetable, which one would you be? That's what someone's written to me. I don't think that's worthy of a Dawny, but I might answer it.
Oh, look, my wife is approaching 40.
Wants to know how other people feel about it. I just don't think we get many people over 25 listening to our podcast.
I think we obviously do.
Mm.
And you shouldn't be so, like, saying that because it's not true. Like, how is Eileen?
Oh, I'm well, thank you.
All right, you know what? Who said that?
The same guy.
Kevin Ship. I like what you did there. How is Eileen? Okay, well...
And he's the one whose wife's approaching 40.
So he tweeted me twice.
Mm. So he tweeted you.
Does he get the first dawny?
Does his wife get the bra? They can play in the bedroom.
No, I know who's getting the first dawny.
Who?
There is this woman...
Sorry, Kev.
Sorry, Kev. Sorry, Kevy Webbies. So let me just try and remember her name. There is a woman who emails me on my website and her husband... They're getting married... And apparently, her husband is one of my biggest fans, and she's written to me and said to me, could I do a signed photo? And I said, no, I can't, because I don't have any photos, and I just can't be bothered to get any printed. I'm sorry, but that's really lame, but that's just the way it is. So she said, is there something else you can do for his wedding present that I can give from you? And we've had this back and forth email correspondence for about 6 months of trying to decide what the wedding present is going to be. So I am going to give him my bra.
Excellent, but can I just say...
It's quite inappropriate for a wedding present.
Can I just say, Mrs. Wife-to-be, do you really want your husband's wedding present to be Dawn's underwear?
I see your point, but...
Why not just have Dawn?
True. I could just rock up and jump out a cake.
Yeah, and then jump right into the boudoir.
I'm really worried because your glass of wine is in between you and the microphone. And
it's going to be fine because my voice is very loud.
Yes,
and it would echo.
So you're having another revel. I think it's an orange one.
That's a coffee.
That's a Malteser.
Oh,
what is it? Orange. Oh, come on. It even looks disgusting. So I'm going to give them my bra, and that's the first dawning.
Should you wear it as something borrowed under a dress or something?
I think he should wear it.
That'd be awesome.
He's going to wear... So is this an official thing? Every week we're going to do the Dawnies. And the first Dawnie goes to...
And you know what the prize next week can be?
The London corkscrew that you went out to get. And after that you can do the loo roll.
The loo roll. Which I'll buy personally. We've got Dawnies forever.
Well, there's always going to be a Dawnie.
Hmm. Okay. Done.
So now I just have to email her. Can you talk about something interesting while I just email her?
Okay, something interesting. What did we do? Did you talk about what we did on Thursday night with everyone? We went to Soho House, didn't we, with Alexis?
Right, talk about the wanky... did I just say wanky?
No, wanky.
The Ivy Club.
Oh, I like the Ivy.
I like the Ivy, but not the Ivy Club. Should I explain what the Ivy is, just in case anyone...
The Ivy's a nice restaurant in London that is very nice. It's in Soho somewhere, right?
Yeah.
But then they have this new piano bar upstairs, and it's a private member club that's called the Ivy Club. And I quite liked it, because I was there with my friends. Dawn hated it. But because I just got off the plane, I was really, really happy, because I saw Peggy Mitchell and Dot Cotton.
Didn't we get stuck in a cotton
lift with Dot Cotton?
Lift. What?
Dot Cotton. I was really excited to see Dot Cotton. I think Dot Cotton's my style icon. Excuse me.
Dot Cotton is my sister's style icon, and it's upsetting.
Really? Oh. Orange.
Oh, God, two oranges in a row.
But anyway.
Why don't you just buy a packet of Maltesers and not have
this to... This is more fun. It's like a bit living on the edge.
Does every piece of disappointment make you a stronger person?
Every time I get a Malteser, I'm more blessed. But anyway, so Dot Cotton was there and Peggy Mitchell, and I was very excited. Because being just off the plane, it was... You know, an exciting moment for me. So Dawn's emailing Mrs.
Oh, God, so I'm saying, I don't know how to say to this woman that her husband has just won the Dawnies and that I'm giving him a piece of my underwear.
I'm thinking you should see if she listens to the show and then she should contact us. And if she doesn't listen to the show, she doesn't get a Dawnie.
But also, there's also a personal challenge involved here. Like, how do you write to a woman who's about to get married and say, I'm sending your husband a piece of my underwear?
Why would you like my bra?
I am saying this. I have had an idea. Let me just bear in mind.
Is it on the bed? Can I go and grab it?
Yeah, it's on the back of the door.
I'll bet I'll know which one it is.
So listen, well, hopefully you will, because I don't have many bras covered in jewels. So she's been emailing me for months, been trying to work out what I can give her husband for their wedding present, and it turns out that I've just decided to give him one of my bras. So now I've got to email her and ask her if that's appropriate.
Brilliant.
So I have had an idea. So I did the moonwalk last night, and they gave me a pretty bra. I just invented the Dawnies.
amazing.
A weekly award where I shall offer a prize to someone who I like. No, that sounds like I like her husband.
No.
To someone who...
Who entertains me.
Just to someone. There's no need to expand beyond the someone.
Okay.
So I've just invented the Dawnies, a weekly award program, award ceremony.
Prize.
Form.
If this is boring for you guys at home.
Oh God, I don't know what to bloody write.
Let's write that afterwards.
I'm just gonna write, how's about I give him the bra I wore for the... Oh my God, it's just gone into capitals, which is really annoying because it looks like I'm shouting, I want to give your husband my bra!
Delete. I've got bigger boobs than Dawn Porter. I thought you had big ones, Dawn.
I've got big juggly bubblies, but you've got big juggly bubbly bubblies as
well. I'm just very surprised I've got the bra on.
Because you've got a smaller back. I've got a big back.
Okay, but it's a bit weird how it's so tight on me there. Right. I like it though. It's a very fancy jewelled bra.
It's a very fancy jewelled bra. Do you know it was actually made for Strictly Come Dancing and they wore it in the Strictly Come Dancing series?
Excellent.
So that's why maybe I shouldn't be giving it away to...
It might not be yours
to give. Do you know
what?
I'm going to cancel this email.
And wait.
Sorry for that 10 minutes of wasted time on the podcast there, but maybe it's just not a very good idea.
Playtex.
I know, well, Playtex are the sponsors
of the
Moonwalk.
This is not your bra size.
What does it say?
34B.
How can that be?
She's a poet and she knows it.
I'm 34 double D in Marks and Spencer's. I'm a 32 double G at Bravissimo. I'm a 34 E at Rigby and Pella. Gould only knows what I'm going to be at Harrods tomorrow.
But what is interesting is that you put this bra on 34B and made it fit. And that's what the problem is with most women in this country. They think they're a 34B. Really? What's going on there, Dawn? What's this? Is this called Dawn Tourette?
I'm going to tell you a story about this voice. At home in Guernsey, I've always had a habit of talking in this voice. And my family thinks it's very funny.
You got all Eeyore on me.
Yes. So, stop it. So I talk in this voice all the time. And my family think it's funny. And I pretend that I have a husband called Joffy. And that I have a nanny who's always playing with the children in the garden.
Nanny.
So now what happened a couple of weeks ago is that my Aunt Jane, my Uncle Tony, had a friend around. Had a friend. She's taking pictures of me with my stupid posh voice face on, which is also quite horsey. So my auntie and uncle had a dinner party and they had around their friend. And they have a friend who actually talks like this.
Brilliant.
Oh my God. So I'm sitting at the table thinking, she's not joking. The woman is not joking. And I had to just sit there and cope with the fact that she talks in the voice that I'm talking when I'm joking. So I had to keep walking into the kitchen and going, fucking hell, fucking hell, at the top of my voice to try and get the frustration out of this bloody woman's voice. Anyway, it turns out she doesn't really talk like that at all. Apparently, her sister called my auntie and said, Jane, I'm coming over in a couple of weeks and I'm not staying at her house because of her bloody voice. We weren't... I'm going to speak normally now because it's actually really the story. Apparently, she wasn't raised to talk that way, but she had a nanny or a stepmom or something when she was in her teens who talked like it.
Wow.
And she decided that she wanted to talk like that. So she adopted the voice, and now, all these years on, she still talks like that.
Dawn, imagine if you'd chosen to do that. You may not have a career in television.
But imagine if tomorrow I decide I want to talk like that.
You should do it for the whole day and see what they say at Harrods.
Oh my God.
I dare you.
Oh my God. No, I can't do that.
Because you're being filmed.
I need to be filmed if I do that.
Are you being filmed at Harrods?
No, it's for an article.
You just do it and then if anyone says anything.
No, because they know who I am. They've seen me on TV. If I just turn up and get in a talk like
that. No, but that can be your TV presenter voice and this is your real voice.
Can you imagine if I just turned up and just started talking like that? Didn't make a thing of it, didn't really mention it.
It'd be brilliant. Are you going by yourself? I might have to come. I could film you secretly.
Do you want to come tomorrow?
What time?
12 o'clock at Harrods.
I could do that. I can do that.
Can you do it? Can you do knew it. What do I get? That's what she sounds like. Honestly, by the end of the lunch, I had sausages in my ears. I was going brilliant. Fucking crazy.
Do you think Dawn should do the whole of a Harrods thing in that voice?
Okay, well, let's just be honest. It's never going to happen.
Really?
Well, no. I'm not going to turn out to Harrods. Nor am I.
I would if people dared me to.
Well, I'm daring you. Do it tomorrow.
You want me to?
Yes.
That's not my voice.
Well, that's not my voice either.
Okay. But you will do your best Jagger when I tell you to.
Have you explained what the best Jagger thing is?
I play this. I'm a game player.
Okay,
I'm
going to Twitter it now. What's the link to do your best Jagger?
Oh, if you go to, do you want to watch the movie? You have to go on YouTube, and I think it is... Jagoff. J-A-G-G-O-F-F.
J-A-G-G-O-F-F.
You've got quite a nice voice. But anyway, so we play this game where whenever one of us texts each other or calls each other, it's two separate words, and we say, do your best Jagger, you have to do it. It's all inspired by this movie that a friend of mine, I think they may have produced it.
Is this it? No.
No, that's not it. Where is it?
It's not it, is it?
I don't... Jag...
I'm just going to say, do your best Jagger.
Yes, yeah, maybe. But anyway, so I text Dawn all the time when she's on dates and things like that, saying...
Because I'm always on so many dates.
Yeah, well, you know.
Let's backtrack on that a little bit.
There you
bit.
Go, Jag off. Told you.
This one?
Yes.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna tweet it now.
But anyway, so we do that, and I do it at inappropriate times, like with a friend playing soccer, and I said, do your best Jagger, just as they were about to get the ball, and they did it.
So it ruined the game?
No, it didn't ruin the game.
Does that make you feel like a good
he
person?
He laughed his head off. It actually made the game for him.
Does that make you think you're a good person?
Because
I question that.
It was brilliant.
I question your intentions. I question how good you are as a woman.
Yes.
I question everything. I question the Revels. I question why they put orange in the Revels.
She's trying to break me down.
I've got heartburn from drinking too much red wine, eating too much curry.
How comes?
Because I drank too much.
Is heartburn when you get when you get burpees?
Burpees.
Burpees.
Should we start an award ceremony called the Burpees?
No, the Dawnies is much better. I think we might be posting our drunken podcast.
Okay, funny was focus, talking focus. About this. On Spodcast.
Hit us.
Oh no, podcasties. Okay.
Yeah.
About this on podcasties. Okay, so can I just say, am I going to change my name to Hot Patooties?
Absolutely.
Okay, so how do I do that? I love how I am choosing all these totally, like...
Go to your profile.
...visual elements to our totally non-visual podcast by basing it all around what's going on a computer screen. I do apologise.
People are bored at home.
So settings...
What else have you got on your list, Miss Producer?
Username Hot Patooties. Let's see if anyone comments.
Just add an S.
Oh, God, I'm wild. So basically, everyone who listens to this podcast has to change their Twitter names to have E's on the end. Okay. Or you can't be part of my gang.
Oh, that's a bit mean.
Well, I mean it.
She's trying to... You know what? She's one of those people who needs love to be proven. And she's very demanding.
Who are you talking about?
It must be you.
Just because you're looking at me doesn't mean you're talking about me.
No, I'm just thinking because when you make automatons like that, you may be surprised if you only have 10 followers.
How many followers have you got?
I've got 9,018,744.
How many followers has Eileen got? I bet they're all yours.
I've only got about 10 of my own friends and the rest are all yours. Because I don't really tweet.
No, because I'm the best.
You are the best. Simply the best.
Am I the coolest person you know?
You're the coolest person in this room, for sure.
Yeah, you're not very cool.
Dawn's picking on me. I read her tweets the other day saying that she doesn't like me as much as Alexis.
Is that what I said? I was drunk tweeting
and
the other
night. I cried in the corner and she goes, I don't care.
Okay, what do you think this one is?
What?
Oh my God,
it's orange.
I know it's going to be orange.
God punishing you.
Oh no! Oh my God! It's even better than what is it? It's Toffee. Oh my God, like, Toffee Revels are just amazing.
That's why you buy Revels. Because you can't buy a bag of Toffee chocolates.
No, but you must be able to get, like, something, like, similar.
No.
I'm really not a chocolate eater at all.
Someone gorging herself on Revels. Why are you still Hot Patootie?
Oh my God,
do you refresh?
Refresh! I better come up with Hot Patooties.
No.
Oh my God, okay, we're going back into settings. again. Look, no, it didn't even come up.
To save. Oh, we must re-enter your password.
Oh, what is my password?
Let's get focused. What else have we got on your list?
Oh, sorry, just choked on an orange rebel. Actually, the list of what to talk about on the podcast is actually really boring.
Is it?
I wanted to tell everyone that I had 9 portions of chips and mayonnaise last night. Not last night, last week.
Oh, okay.
Which over the course of a week is quite a lot.
Yeah, it's not when there's only 7 days in a week.
Yeah, 9 portions.
And you had 2 on Thursday.
2 on Thursday. And it was 2 on Friday as well because I had such a big hangover.
Wow.
It's quite a lot, isn't it?
I think you might have to go to Chips Anonymous.
Chips Anonymous. But the only thing that kept me doing it, and the reason why I kept doing it, is because I knew I was doing the moonwalk and I thought I'd walk it off. And then they made me wear a bra and I just wobbled my way around the moonwalk. the other thing on the list is money. But that's really serious.
Yeah, that might be for a whole different show.
Well, just what you were saying about how expensive it is in London. Well, it's not fair how
you can't pop out for a cheap meal on a Sunday night because it's not a cheap meal.
Well, we went out for a cheap meal tonight and it wasn't a cheap meal. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Well, like, the price we paid for a cheap meal in London would be somewhere fancy in LA, and it's not fair. Sleepies.
That's really true. Oh, people are tweeting me saying, night-night, Dawny's going sleepies. Okay, well, maybe we should say goodbye. But should we talk about one more thing?
Go on, then.
You're in London.
Yeah.
I'm not in LA, but we're still podcasting.
Yeah. And how did we manage to make it sound like we're in the same room?
Because we are.
Yeah. Poor.
Gail's not been well, and
we
big
said
love.
Strep throat.
Yeah, she's got strep throat.
Strippy throaties.
Do people really say that? I've got a strep throat.
They do, and I don't quite know what it means. It always makes them think about strapping throats or something.
I don't like it. On next week's podcast, we're going to talk about things like, when do you say I love you?
Yes, and how soon is it?
But we're not talking about the boy-girl relationship necessarily. We're talking about the girl-girl relationship.
Oh, yes. Because we were talking about this earlier.
Should we just do it now?
Can we? How long,
have we been podcasting for?
Let's have a quick...
I think it's only been like 35 minutes.
Peekies. If it's over 35, then we say no. If it's over 35, we say no.
You ruined everything! okay, but let's just say, okay, so next week, hopefully if we don't forget, which we probably will, because life will get in the way and other subjects will come up, as fascinating as they were tonight.
And I'll still be here next week.
Like curry and the Dawnies.
If we do it on Friday.
Okay, well, we can get another couple in, maybe.
Nice.
Neuschenkranz.
Lovely job.
So, but I just want to say, so maybe people can tweet us about it. We want to be talking about with girlfriends or boyfriends, but friends, not actual friends. Relationships. Is it a bit much to go when you first meet a girlfriend? Oh my God, I love you so much. Mm-hmm. What does that love mean? Is it false?
It's a bit like when you say, I love this top. Or, I love this curry.
Would you marry it?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you marry it then?
Would you jump in front of a car for it?
Would you take a bullet for that pencil case?
I don't think so. Julian, that's
night, night. Bye!